Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA will be adding late-night bus service in September to parts of Boston and communities north of the city. The T's Fiscal Management and Control Board approved the pilot plan at its meeting yesterday. And as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the change is aimed at low-income workers commuting to jobs in Boston.
The T plans to hire 6 new drivers and add late-night service in communities from Mattapan to Lynn at a cost of $2 million for the pilot program. The plan stems from a mandate to improve service for low-income workers. That's according to Laurel Paget-Seekins, Director of Fare Policy and Analytics at the T.
Low-income workers was who we wanted to prioritize in sort of designing the service. And that's also, you know, what the city came to us with as well. And so that was a big component of us really thinking about origins of where people need to leave work and where do people need to get.
Among the places the workers need to go are Logan Airport, Boston's multiple hospitals, and the hospitality industry, all of which depend heavily on workers from places like Everett, Revere, and East Boston. Officials say the extended service will mean roughly 60,000 late-night workers can save big on transportation costs by allowing them to take a bus rather than a ride-hailing service, a taxi, or a personal vehicle. Boston's Chief of Streets, Chris Osgood, told WBUR the service could allow workers to take shifts they'd otherwise be unable to.
It's really looking at equitable access to the opportunities across our region. And so that's why, as we designed this round of early morning service and this round of late night service, we were really focused on how do we get employees and employers and better connected through bus service.
The T had been working to privatize late-night service, but those plans did not pan out. Set to begin in the fall, the new bus service could be expanded or reconfigured based on the ridership data collected during the pilot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.